I would like to ask you a question. How do you retain something? I think we all agree we have made some spiritual impressions, and now we need to keep them and let them be alive. As I'm talking about this last subject, how to retain the spiritual information and keep them in our heart, I'm reminded of my meetings with my spiritual master. I'm reminded of meeting Srila Prabhupada and the teachings which he gave me. I had about 5 personal meetings with Srila Prabhupada. And in these personal meetings, he has given very good and deep spiritual instructions to me. And now, for my remainder of my life, maybe I will have a few more years, I'm keeping these instructions in my heart, and I'm using them in my daily spiritual life. I do remember his first instruction to me. That was in the Heathrow Airport. I had just paid my obeisances to him, and when I came out of the obeisance, he looked into my eyes and he said to me through the eyes, "Welcome back." You can imagine how nice I felt. Welcome back meant that we are eternally related on the spiritual platform. Welcome back to our relationship, and welcome back to the spiritual platform. I always remember this. Welcome back. His last instruction to me was also very deep and very merciful. He was actually on his deathbed in Vrindavan, and he decided to come one more time to Europe, and he wanted to go on to America to see his disciples and to give strength to them. And then I do remember when I came into his room, I was very shocked to see him, that he was so thin in his face. Prabhupada waited until we were seated. Then he looked at us and said, "So have you understood our philosophy?" At that moment, I was really not thinking of philosophy. I was just thinking, "Kakusti, how are you?" And then Prabhupada looked at me, and he looked straight into my eyes and gave an answer to his question. "First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal. So in my life, I'm keeping these instructions and a few others. One is, I should never be lazy in Krishna's service. Prabhupada told me that. The other thing which Prabhupada told me personally is, I should preach like a lion. Should not be afraid. I would be protected when I preach. I'm trying to follow this instruction of Srila Prabhupada. And there are a few others, but they would go beyond you, and a few instructions I also keep personal and private. Please understand, you would be shocked if you hear them, and they are not relevant for you, they are for me. So, since that time, because I'm in the situation where I have to retain the information which I have, and I have to keep it, I want to close my seminar today by giving you some little tips with you, which can help you to retain or keep the instructions which you have learned today. In my seminar, I really wanted to raise one point only. This point is that we have two natures in us, and which nature becomes strong is totally dependent on the spiritual or material food which we give to our natures. If we give to our nature material food, that material nature in us wants to have more and more and more. More money, more control, more positions. If we give spiritual food to our spiritual nature, our spiritual nature will want to have more and more and more, and we will develop what is called a natural greed, a natural hunger, a natural desire, which will make our appetite very, very good and our powers of digestion very strong. This was my main message during my seminar today, which during the summer camp, which had the title Nourish Your Spiritual Heart. Something else which I've so if you want to keep this alive in your life, then I want to encourage you to daily practice giving your spiritual side a good nourishment. Find out what nourishes you especially. Find out what works for you. Find out what really makes you stronger. You will be able to very clearly know if you are spiritually nourished if two things are there. That is, that you have faith and a taste in Krishna consciousness. And the second is that you lose your taste and faith in the material life. It's very simple to remember. I really want to encourage you to every day give food to your spiritual side and to nourish that every day. Don't be satisfied with a day where you go hungry into bed, where you are spiritually hungry. I would like to point out to you in parting another fact. Please try to see in your life where you can get a maximum amount of mercy. I want to say this in a humorous way. You know that my god brother Krishna Chetraprabhu is very near and dear to me. He has just now made a doctor title, I believe, in by studying a few years, maybe 4 years in 2+. So four altogether at the Oxford University. When he just made his doctor title, another very dear god brother of mine, His Holiness A.C. Bhaktivaibhava Swami came to him and said, I just also became a doctor. Yes, the University of Mongolia. please help me. Ulaanbaatar. Once again. Bator. Ulaanbaatar. It's a town in the desert, I understand, of Mongolia, had given him an honorary doctor title without any work. He just gave one lecture there about Krishna consciousness, how wonderful Krishna's milost is, and he got a doctor title. So Krishna Chaitanya went, ah! 4 years I have done by Sadhana Siddhi. And you got everything in 1 second by Kripa Siddhi. you remember our Jayapataka Maharaj's lecture? So I also want to say to all of you, try to become to get the mercy. It's sometimes very difficult to get elevated through the ordinary process, especially in Kali Yuga. But it goes very fast if you can somehow get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's really very simple. You should go to the holy dham, Shida Mayapur. You should call out Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga as loud as you can. We can do this 3 times. Don't be afraid now. I will also not use the microphone, otherwise it gets too loud for you. 3 times, okay? You close your eyes so that you don't feel that you don't feel ashamed that your neighbor sees you. And then give it all you got. So this you do in Mayapur. Do it from the heart. And come from Dubak, deep inside. And just look and pray to Lord Chaitanya, saying that, my Lord, I'm very, very fallen. I don't think I will become Krishna conscious by the ordinary process. I need my Ulaanbaatar degree. I need my Ulaanbaatar diploma. Yes, I need the special degree. Now when Krishna Chaitanya went, oh no, Bhaktivaibhava Swami said, but wait a minute, if people asked me, from where did you get your doctor? And I will say, Ulaanbaatar. There we go. There I can also get my doctor. But if you got it from Oxford, that means something very high, you know. Anyways, but the extra special Milos diploma of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a diploma which is in any way less good. If Lord Krishna asks you, from where did you get your diploma, and you say from Gauranga, you are perfectly all right. You will get the passing very easily. What could it mean for us to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be gotten by anyone who learns about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as they are written down in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also in another work, the Chaitanya Bhagavat. the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can also be gotten if you go into the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do something for the good of others. You should think, my life is meant to do good for others. There was once a person who felt very miserable. He came every day to a sadhu and said to him, "Oh, my wife left me. Oh, my money was stolen. Oh, this and oh, that." The sadhu asked him at the end, "Have you done something good for others today?" And the man said, "Oh no, I have so much problems. I cannot think of doing something good for others." And he left. He went to another place. So the sadhu said to his disciples who were sitting around him, "My dear disciples, this man does not know. If you take care of the problems of others, God will take care of your problems." And this is another advice. So I will end my little seminar today. It was a short seminar, and as you can hear, the reality of our life is in half of our ears. I wish you all the best. I really request you to retain the instructions. We will now chant together now a beautiful raga. And after this I will say something more, and then I will say goodbye. So we have come to the end of our summer camp. I would like to tell you a little story in the end. You know, we all want the fruit of Krishna consciousness. We want to relish this fruit. But sometimes we feel we are not qualified. Can we really get the fruit of love of Krishna? Well, there was once a crow. She came to a field and saw a wonderful tikva, a pumpkin. And she wanted to eat the pumpkin. But the pumpkin said, "No. You have no right to eat me. You didn't plant me. You didn't give water to me. You didn't grow me." The story tells us that we have to plant and we have to cultivate. Plant is done by Guru and Krishna, but we have to plant, to cultivate our own fruit of Krishna consciousness. So the crow said, "All right. How can I get a tikva like you, a tikvu?" And the tikvu said, "Go to the farmer and ask him for a land and for a seed." The crow did this. "Dobro jutro, Mr. Farmer. Can you give me some land and a seed?" The farmer said, "All right, here you have 1 square meter and here is a seed. But you need a plow to cultivate everything." "Okay," said the crow, "where will I get a plow?" "At the blacksmith," said the farmer. So the crow came to the blacksmith, who was hammering, ch-ch-ch. And the blacksmith said, "What can I do for you?" "Give me a good plow." "Oh," said the blacksmith, "how will you carry the plow?" in my beak. Oh, said the blacksmith, this is very hot when I make the plow. And very, very heavy. But I will give, I will bring the plow to you. And I will help you cultivate. Then you can get your tikva. So I think we all understand from this little story. For the crow to get a tikva, a pumpkin, which is so much bigger than the crow. Little crow like this, tikva like this. It needs help, it needs mercy. So for all of you to get the fruit of Krishna consciousness, it's much more than any one of us can carry. It's much more than any one of us deserves. It is very high. But by the mercy of Gornitai, the farmer and the blacksmith, it is possible. My dear devotees, somehow get connected with Gornitai in a very substantial way. Those of you who are in Zagreb, please serve our beautiful deities Gornitai in their wonderful temple. If you serve them well enough, Radha and Krishna will one day appear in your hearts, and maybe even on an altar in Croatia. First you must serve Gornitai well enough. Then you can get one day the tikva, the big fruit of love of Radha and Krishna. Also, please follow what our Jayapataka Maharaj had said to us. Come together and chant Hare Krishna. You should all learn how to play harmonium, midanga and karatas. It is not very difficult. These are the most simplest instrument to learn in the world. The karatal is made after the clapping of the hand. A very simple instrument. The midanga rhythm is made after the heartbeat. And the harmonium after the voice. These very natural instruments. And you can practically see the chanting works. Now we have loud music in our left ear or right ear. It's difficult to concentrate on anything which is spoken. But as we were chanting with the Gaurahari Bhajan band, we felt, how nice, how easy. Because when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra together with devotees, Gornitai are immediately there. Immediately they come. They have, Lord Chaitanya has said this. So please learn these two things. Worship Gornitai and come together and sing kirtans. I want to thank you very much. Remember my little crow story, please. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna.